Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you. One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi guys, my name is Kat.
And my name is Letitia, and you guys are listening to Basically Besties. Now, today is our Thursday episode where we go into our Instagram DMs, find your questions, and we give you guys our advice. So I'll read this one out for us. Hey besties, just discovered this podcast and have been binging all your episodes.
Aww,
that's so cool.
That makes me so happy.
My question is, I have been single for a while now and this year promised to put myself out there and go on more dates. A couple months in and I literally want to give up on dating apps and be single forever. Do you have any tips on meeting people not on dating apps? I go to the pub but I swear guys will never approach me.
Do you know what? Before I never had dating apps when I was in the dating game.
Yeah.
And I swear – you're not on any dating apps right now either.
No. This is why I'm the worst person for this because, like, I got no potential but
this makes you the best person for this.
Well, like, genuinely, this is the thing with me. So, like, I'm at the point where, like, my life is so good that if I'm dating someone, like, they got to be a really great person.
But right? Not only that, they have to fit in your lifestyle.
And this is the thing. I don't want to date someone unless they can actually take me out on dates without, you know what I mean? Like they can actually date me. Like days, people don't date. They'll talk on Snapchat for 30 days and then they'll go on one date and they'll seal the deal. Mm. And then that's it. You know what I mean? Like I want to date someone where we go on like a date a week. Like they take me to a restaurant. They take me, I don't know, bowling or what? Like, actually, no, I don't want to go bowling.
Bowling is so much fun. We go bowling together.
Yeah, but like, not for a date. Like,
why? I think that's a perfect date.
I mean, okay, you're so defensive about bowling. Like, I just don't want to go bowling anymore. Like, it's like a bit awkward. Like walking back from. Like, I will do it, but like, there's so much more fun things. This is what I'm saying. Like, I want to actually date someone. Like, go on dates continuously without having to be their girlfriend.
See, this is why I think dating. The way that you're approaching searching for a date now is better than jumping on to an app. Yes, apps are good and they have their benefits and it's like easier to find out who's single. But I feel like it can be a pain in the ass sometimes. Mm. Like hearing my friends' stories about dating apps, it sounds draining.
Yeah.
Going through people who are like not even on the same level as you. You know what I mean? And right now you're living a life where you're not getting on dating apps, right?
Yeah.
Right now. I mean, you might jump on a dating app later on. But, you know, I'm not saying that you're on them now, but then you might be down the track.
Yeah.
And what this does is you're going to cross paths with someone, maybe, potentially, who may be single and you're going to be on that same level because your paths have crossed for a reason. Does that make any sense at all?
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to say is, okay, so let's say we go to an event. Maybe it's an influencer event and there is a dude there, maybe, that is single. and maybe.
What's with all the maybes?
Because I'm just saying this could potentially happen. It hasn't happened yet, but it could happen.
This whole theory is theoretical.
Hypothetical, you douche.
Hypothetical, okay.
Yes, okay. And you might fancy each other and so you decide to go out on a date. And what that does is it's you already got common ground because you're in the same industry. You've already got similar friendships because you wouldn't have spoken to him in the first place. You know what I'm saying? What?
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that?
No, I'm just like curious to see where you're going with this.
So I think sometimes dating apps aren't the best. And what this girl needs to do is just go out more.
Well, this is the thing. She said she's already gone to the pub, but.
Yeah, the pub is.
But what I'm saying not is.
Yet. Actually, I met my husband at the pub.
Yeah.
No. Sorry.
But what I'm saying is.
Maybe she just needs to try a different pub.
No, but you know what the worst thing is?
What?
When you're not looking for it.
That's when it happens.
That's when it happens. And when you're looking for it and you're at the pub and you're focusing on why aren't guys
so
coming up to me?
True.
Why aren't guys coming up to me? But then I can guarantee you if you went to the pub with zero expectation and a guy came up to you, you wouldn't even think about it twice.
Yeah.
Like I feel like even at Coachella, I was like, why is no one hitting on me? Like this is crazy. Because like not even
I look good.
Not even in that way, but I was like, I look good. And like in Australia, like everyone's just so much more out there and bold. Yeah. I was like getting offended, but I was like, you know what? There would have been so many situations. If I wasn't focusing on that, it would have come to me.
And it's funny you say, why is no one hitting on me when clearly there were a few guys that hit on you?
Yeah, I know. But that's the thing. Like if I wasn't focusing on it so much, then I wouldn't have like, you know what I mean? I feel like when you're in that era of, you know, you're on the dating apps and you're like, why don't these guys like me? Like we're on here to
or
date. And
why
like,
aren't these guys like matching my
energy?
Yeah,
like why aren't we on the same level? It's because you're expecting.
Yeah.
You're expecting too much. You know, you're going in with the expectation that I'm going to find the love of my life on here. When half the time you never expect to find them. It just happens.
So true. You just need to live life.
Like genuinely, the best thing you can do is, you know, live your life. Say yes to dates with people that you never usually would. Like if you get asked on a date, like go, like have fun.
And
in
not
that
only
way.
That, but go out with friends that you might normally not go out with.
Yeah. Like,
because they might know someone.
Exactly.
Or they might take you to a place that you wouldn't typically go to, but maybe it's nearby and maybe there's somebody there that you might get along with.
Yeah.
Go to events, go to work parties, like go to things.
Yeah. Like you got to. I feel like for one, like if you're in the place where you want to date, you need to say yes to different opportunities. And, you know, you're going to the pub, let's say you go every Friday, the exact same people are going to be there. The exact same people are going to be there.
That's what happens at pubs.
You don't want to date someone who's there every Friday, you know?
Yes, so true.
You want to meet someone in an organic way where it'll just be so much easier. And I guarantee you go to a different place, you switch it up, you're going to meet people naturally. And
100%.
Like you might not even date them, but you might become friends with some people and then you might literally meet your husband through that person.
Do you know another good way to meet people?
What?
Quit your job and get a different job.
Oh my God, that's a bit, that's a little
no, but
bit
like,
extreme.
Not, I'm not saying like if you've got a career, but like if you're working at KFC, you know what I'm saying? Like if you're just in between jobs.
No, I don't like – like co-workers dating each other.
Why not?
I got trauma. I got trauma.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I'm just saying if you haven't got a serious job, like if you're just working at KFC or if you're working at the corner store.
Yeah, or like volunteer or like, you know, join a run club. Like I would never join a run club. But like sometimes
isn't
I think
that
about,
a thing though? Like joining a run club like, is the new way to meet people.
But that's the thing. You have to do things that you enjoy.
Yes.
Like I can guarantee if you're into pottery, there's definitely like pottery groups that you can join.
For sure.
You know? So like look for things that you enjoy and the people who, you know, could potentially be interested in you are probably going to be there. They're probably going to be doing the same thing.
Another good thing that Gold Coast does. I don't know if anywhere else does this, but meditation groups. What? I've been to a breath work, like a morning.
I would do that.
A morning breath work that happens down at, well, it used to happen down at Talabudra.
That's where all the 70-year-olds go. Mom.
No, no, no. These are young hippies. Young, hot hippies.
Yeah.
And I could see a few little sparks flying between people. So that would be a great place to meet people.
Yeah.
So things like that, like the reason I was going to that breathwork thing was because my mind was all over the place. So, but I could see it as a great opportunity to meet 100%. People too.
Yeah. I feel like nowadays there's so many things that you can do, like so many different clubs and stuff, but it's a bit rich coming from me because I've been wanting to do a swim club for ages.
Swim?
Yes.
What do you mean? Like laps?
No. So like there's these clubs on the Gold Coast, right? And they'll put a beach and they'll be like, we're going to watch the sunrise. We go for a swim in the ocean. Then we go get coffee after. And I'm like, this is my run club. Like it's so much better. That's you don't so have to run. Nice. All you have to do is swim in the ocean and then you get coffee, right?
Like I love that. But that sounds scary. How long are they swimming for?
It's like 5 minutes. Like it's just called, it's like a dip. And then sometimes they do like ice baths. But the thing is like I really want to do one, but I'm like way too nervous to like do one.
You
by
should
myself.
Do it. I'll come with you.
No. No. I'm not fishing for potential guys and you're going to be there. That's so awkward. No, but I'm going to go with my friend when she comes here and visits because she does one. Where she lives. And so,
but no one's going to know that I'm your mum. See, that's the beauty of having a young mum like that
no,
guy.
It's so,
why don't you like hanging out with me?
What you're talking about?
What? Oh, if we go to a swim club together, no one's going to know that I'm your mum. They'll just think I'm like your weird
friend.
You're
going to be like, film me, please, film me. And then you're going to vlog about it and be like, oh my God, I'm going to swim club with my daughter. Like, it's more of like a thing I just want to do. Like,
okay, fine.
This is the thing. They do random stuff. They're like, okay, go to a stranger and hug them.
Oh yeah, I love that stuff.
Like, I hate that. But like, that's why I know that's the next level for me because yeah, I'm not on any dating apps. So I'm not finding anyone no time soon, but like I'm not even looking, but I just like, I get what you mean. Like, I want to go on a date sometimes.
Sorry. Can I just share a really funny story?
I'm so scared.
So I went to that breathwork place thing, right? Mm-hmm. Where you go into the beach and it's like early in the morning. Right. And I went with Samuel.
Yes.
And Samuel is our friend, right? And he's just got this energy about him where he's so.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Funny and outgoing, yes, and loud and doesn't care about what anyone thinks, right?
Yeah.
So we go to this breathwork thing together. It's like 7 a.m. And at the end of the breath work is basically where you breathe in a certain way, a certain pattern, you hold your breath, you exhale for a number amount of seconds, and it's supposed to clear your mind. It's like a form of meditation. Mm. Anyways, at the end of the breath work, the person running it was like, okay, now this might sound a bit strange, but what I want everyone to do on the count of five is to just laugh uncontrollably.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like mortified. I'm like, I'm so embarrassed right now. I can't laugh uncontrollably. That's just not me. Anyways, he counts down from five. Samuel laughs like a hyena.
I'm not even surprised.
Like he's having a, like just laughing out of control, and I just can't stop laughing. Then the dude's like, okay, stop laughing. I couldn't stop because of his laughing. And I was like, and then he's like, okay, now breathe in, and like trying to encourage us to do this meditation. I'm like, you know that laugh when you're like not supposed to be laughing, but you.
Yes, and it makes it funnier.
I was doing that and I could not stop, and it was so embarrassing. I think I laughed for like 5 minutes straight.
I remember once I went surfing with him and it was literally dark outside. It was like 5 a.m. and we were walking down, and this was like my local surf spot. So like I knew a lot of people around that time because I was like surfing every single day, and you know, everything was fine. But then when we were like walking down, he started singing so loud and he's like, they think I'm crazy. And he was singing that song so loud. And I was like, oh my God. I was like literally dying on the inside, but it was so funny.
He's a good time. I wonder where he is. I haven't heard from him in ages.
What a guy.
Yeah. Fun times. But yeah, in short, just get out there, join some groups, talk to new people, do what you would love to do. And if you happen to meet people, just say yes to things. Yes to coffee, yes to drinks, yes to bowling, yes to random things. And in a matter of time, I have no doubt you will find someone.
Alrighty guys, well that is the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you have anything that you want us to answer in our next Thursday episode, make sure you DM us on Instagram at basicallybestiespod. We'll talk to you guys next time.
Okay, bye. Basically Besties is recorded at Amplify Studios, hosted by us, Letitia and Kat Clark, and produced by Fenella Jamison.
We pay our respects to the traditional owners of the land and waters this podcast is recorded on, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.